This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, focusing on boosting defence and security ties and enhancing economic and innovation partnership. In a joint statement, both nations committed to further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership established in 2024. Both sides agreed to promote trade and expand cooperation in key sectors such as infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors, and digital technologies. The joint statement also noted the formalization of the Malaysia-India Digital Council and efforts to introduce cross-border payment linkages to support business and tourism. The two countries also underlined closer collaboration in the semiconductor sector and clean energy. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation between India and Malaysia will expand in maritime security, defence and counter-terrorism.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Mr. Modi highlighted that bilateral cooperation between the two sides is also strengthening across energy, infrastructure, manufacturing and the digital economy.
हम आसियान के साथ पूरे इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में विकास, शांति और स्थिरता के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। भारत आसियान सेंट्रलिटी को प्राथमिकता देता है। मलेशिया जैसे मित्र देशों के सहयोग से भारत आसियान के साथ अपने संबंधों को व्यापक बनाएगा। हम इस बात पर सहमत है कि आसियान भारत व्यापार समझौते आईटीका की समीक्षा शीघ्र ही पूरी हो जानी चाहिए।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हैज सिंस लेफ्ट फॉर दिल्ली। Union Home Minister Amit Shah held two high-level meetings in Chhattisgarh's capital Raipur today to review anti-Naxal operations and various development works. In a message posted on the social media, the Union Home Minister said that security-centric strategy, strengthening of infrastructure, crackdown on Naxal financial networks and the surrender policy have yielded positive results. Mr. Shah reiterated that Naxalism is set to be completely eliminated before the 31st of March this year. Mr. Shah said, once a stronghold of Naxal violence, Chhattisgarh has now become a symbol of development under the BJP's double-engine government. The Home Minister is attending the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, shifting the lens in Nava Raipur as the chief guest. The government has debunked a video circulating on social media claiming that the India-US trade agreement will harm Indian farmers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the claim is misleading. The unit added that the AI-generated video is being circulated with the intent to spread confusion. The government further said that no compromise has been made on the country's agriculture and dairy sectors in the India-US trade agreement. The government has invited comments from the public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026. Comments can be sent till the 22nd of this month on the official portal of the income tax. The income tax office informed that the draft rules are in public domain. It said that this move aims to promote transparency and ensure a participative and effective rule-making process. Over 1 crore mandatory biometric updates, MBUs, for school children have been completed by Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI. Ministry of Electronics and IT said UIDAI regional offices and education departments of states worked in mission mode to hold MBU camps in 83,000 schools in just 5 months. In order to incentivize children to complete MBU and to make the service accessible to all, UIDAI had waived off the charges in the age group of 7 to 15 from the 1st of October 2025 to the 30th of September this year. And in shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Elavenil Valarivan set a world record and a championship record on their way to winning the gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. The Indian pair combined to score 505 points in the final to successfully defend their Asian title. And with that, we end this news bulletin.